This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
You're listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of The Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by BetRivers. Make sure you're using the BetRivers app for all your gambling needs, all sports. They've got you covered. Hopefully you didn't bet on the Cavaliers on Thursday night, because that was an embarrassment. We'll get to that in a minute. But BetRivers right now is offering oh-so-close parlay insurance during the NBA playoffs. Place a parlay of four or more legs on an NBA playoff game each day. You get part of your stake back in bonus bets if you're exactly one leg shot of hitting your parlay. So if you made a five-leg parlay on the Cavs game and you hit four out of the five, well, there you go. You get that insurance. It's beautiful. The insurance is valid on your first NBA parlay of the day. See the BetRivers app, which we're using all the time, for more details and to see how much stake back you're eligible for. All right, let's just jump right into it. I was worried about the Cavs today. We wanted to know what this team was made of. You knew that Orlando at home was going to be a different team. There was a reason, even though the Cavs won the first two games easily, that we had at BetRivers as the Magic is a two-point favorite in this game. And that's because you can't judge what you think is going to happen based on what happened the game before when you switch sites. And the others, the extra guys, are usually a lot better at home, and that's exactly what happened in this game. In fact, it was a total disaster for the Cavaliers. They got off to an okay start, and then it just completely fell apart. The final score is an embarrassing 121-83, but in the end, I still feel like the Cavs will bounce back Saturday night and win game four. As bad as it was, I really do. I said today they'd lose game three. Obviously, I picked the Magic to win this series in five when the series started. But I now think the Cavs are going to win in five. Even as bad as it was today, I think they'll bounce back. But this obviously was just a beyond embarrassment of a game. The Cavs were down 10 at the end of the first quarter, 16 at the end of the half. And then they got destroyed in the third quarter, and that was that. 121-83, the final. Paolo Banchero, who was beyond unimpressive in the first two games of this series, was beyond impressive in this game three. He played just 29 minutes. He hit 50% of his 26 shots, 4 of 9 from 3, 31 points, 14 rebounds, including 7 offensive rebounds. The Cavs got destroyed on the glass in this game, 37-27. Cavaliers had 5 total offensive rebounds in this game. Paolo Banchero had 7 by himself. He also had 5 assists, a steal, and 0 turnovers. An absolutely incredible game. And the Magic, who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the first two games in Cleveland, shot 51% from the field, 35% from three. That's not great, but it's a lot better than what they've been shooting, and it was a lot better than the Cavaliers. And let's face it, the Cavaliers have been terrible shooting threes in this series. They've been absolutely awful. The Cavs shot 24% from three in this game. In game two, which they won, they shot 26% from three. And then in the first game of the series, they shot, what would they finish from three? They were 22%. So the Cavs are shooting under 30% in this series from three. It's just been abysmal. And we talked about this heading into the game today on UCSS. We talked about it on the Bullpen Live. The Cavs had won those first two games playing very good defense and the fact that Orlando couldn't shoot. But their offense was not very good. However, things certainly changed today. The Orlando Magic, in the three games, the Orlando Magic offensively today played the best game of the six games, you know, three games, but two teams in each game. So the Cavs have played bad offense three games in a row. The Magic played two bad offense the first two games. But in this game, they played well offensively, shooting over 50%. Nobody else has been in close there. And their three-point percentage of 35, whatever it ended up being, was, again, not great, but pretty good, and certainly well good enough for this game. Now the Cavs, you know, they still lead the series. They're still in control, but they got to take care of business in game four. This was embarrassing and disappointing because, I know I and Jason Lloyd both expected the Cavs to lose, but certainly we didn't expect this. I mean, they were just abysmal in this game. Nobody shot it well except for Jared Allen, and he didn't take a lot of shots. If you look at the three-point shooting, Sam Merrill shot it well. He was 3 of 4. The rest of the team was 5 for 30. The starting lineup, Mobley, Garland, Mitchell, Strus, and Allen. Now, Allen doesn't shoot threes, but the other four guys, Garland, Mitchell, Strus, and Mobley, combined, went 2 for 17 from three. Awful. Obviously, some guys got to play in this game, like Tristan and Morris and Jones. They got to play. They haven't been playing. Sam Merrill didn't play last game. But nobody played well in this game. I mean, their leading scorer was LeVert with 15, but he was 5 of 13 from the field. Jared Allen had 15. Darius Garland's been awful in this series. He was awful last year in the playoffs. 5 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists. Donovan Mitchell, since the first quarter of game two, has been pretty awful. 13 points on 6 of 16 shooting. He had 5 rebounds and 7 assists, 2 turnovers. The Cavs were just—they were just disgusting. There's not. What else can you say? I mean, you got to flush this game, and you got to come out and win Game Four, because the Magic feel like, hey, we can win this series now. And a loss is one thing, but to get humiliated like that, the Cavs have to come out strongly and win Game Four. You don't want this coming back to Cleveland 2-2 now. Even if it is 2-2 coming back to Cleveland, the Cavs are still in the advantage spot because they'd have two of the final three at home. But you want to take care of business here. You want to win game four on Saturday and then try to end the series next week in game five. You just got to flush it. If I'm the Cavs, I'm not even watching the video. The game was just an absolute disgrace. One other thing I wanted to hit on is the NFL draft, which is going on as I record this. But at the moment, we're through 15 picks. You know, by the time you hear this, it'll be done. But, well, not done, but the first round will be done. But 6 quarterbacks drafted in the first 12 picks, and through the first 14 picks in the draft were all offensive players. The first defensive player came off the board to the Colts at 15. But which is stunning, but 6 quarterbacks in the first 12 picks. Just crazy. Obviously, we knew Caleb Williams was going to go 1. Jaden Daniels goes 2 to Washington. Drake May goes 3 to the Patriots. Michael Penix Jr. goes 8 to Washington. I think that was a big surprise. J.J. McCarthy, 10 to Minnesota. They traded up for him. And even a bigger shock, the Broncos at 12 took Bo Nix. I forgot Michael Penix. Oh, that wasn't. I'm sorry. Not. I said Michael Penix went to Washington. Michael Penix was drafted by the Falcons. The Falcons just paid Kirk Cousins a ton of money. Why did they draft a quarterback if they feel like Kirk Cousins is not the long term answer? Why did they give him all that money? I mean, what are you gonna do? I guess they'll sit Penix a couple of years. I guess that's what they're thinking. You know, like a Jordan Love situation where but I don't know, man. I'm not a draft expert. I admit that, but 6 quarterbacks in the top 12 picks. That's never happened before. And I'll be surprised if a number of them are not busts. Anyway, game four of the NBA Finals Saturday night. The Browns will get involved in the draft tomorrow night with second and third round picks. I will not have a post-game recap after game four because I'm going to be away for the weekend, but I'll be back at it. There will be a game five, obviously, at least. And so we'll have a post-game after that. Thanks, everybody, for as usual, for joining me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks to Brian Monzo for producing. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't done so already. I'll talk to you next time. Where else but right here in the Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by Bet Rivers. See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.